I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nepal plunged deeper into crisis after feuding politicians failed to meet a draft deadline on the new constitution. J.P. Sundararajan is Audio Scripture Ministries' Asia director. He says regardless of what happens in politics, Nepal's long history as a Hindu kingdom has resulted in lots of opposition to Christianity.
But right now, Nepal is probably one of the most thirstiest regions in the world as far as God's word is concerned.
There's a growing demand for Nepali audio Bibles. You can help ASM keep up with it at our website.
We hope to be releasing this New Testament in the next few weeks.
And would you please pray for Nepal today and ask God to protect ASM's contacts there? Next, peace in eastern Ukraine has come to a halt. Fighting started up again this week after separatists launched a rocket and hit a bus, killing 12 people. This is the deadliest incident since last September. Churches connected to Slavic Gospel Association are giving essential items like food and clothing to refugees, and they're handing out Bibles to spread the gospel. They're helping to restore hope that's been destroyed. Pray that refugees will look to God and for the fighting to come to an end. And even though Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is over, the issue isn't. Maybe you're extra inspired to save precious lives and tell people why they're precious. Tom Lothamer, president of Life Matters Worldwide, says technology plays an important role in that.
What the ultrasound machine does is, one of our friends from of old used to say, it's a window to the womb. And it allows the woman and even the father of the child to see in real life that baby moving and kicking.
Your help could be the difference of life and death, and not only for the child. Visit us online for details on the Ultrasound Fund. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.